HPS community. I'm Dr. Paul Austin, Superintendent of Schools, and today I wanted to provide a heartfelt welcome back message to our students and families. After a busy summer of preparations by our administrators, staff, and members of the RRAC, we are thrilled to be underway with the return of students on Wednesday, September 16th. While this year will certainly look different, we are confident that our students are commencing on a fulfilling year of academic and social-emotional growth. The task at hand to safely reopen schools in the midst of a global pandemic was an incredibly complex challenge with no roadmap. I am extremely proud of the tireless work of our team and would like to share just a few snapshots of the Herculean task completed by our team in a few short weeks. Let us begin with a few words about the preparations of our facilities. Throughout the summer months, buildings were measured and remeasured, and our furnishings reconfigured to ensure appropriate physical distancing in all of our instructional spaces. Ducts were cleaned, and outside contractors were consulted to ensure that our HVAC systems are operating optimally with filtration and air exchange rates meeting or exceeding all industry standards. Hallways were outfitted with arrows, and maps were developed to optimize the process of student entry and exit and building flow. Transportation routes were modified to account for the reduced bus capacity. Additional custodial staff are being hired, and cleaning supplies ordered to ensure adequate sanitization of buildings across the district. More than $350,000 of PPE has been purchased and procured, representing only our first installment of the PPE we anticipate needing this year. $1.2 million worth of technology has been purchased and provisioned for our staff and students, and related infrastructure has also been upgraded. Each of the aforementioned tasks represent hours of labor beyond what would be required at the start of any typical school year. In all cases, staff and administrators rose to the challenge, working long days to ensure that our buildings would be equipped for students and staff. While we acknowledge the imperfect nature of our timeline and some of the difficult budgetary and logistical choices that may have been proven limiting or disappointing for families, we were able to maximize our staffing and budget to provide what was needed to start the school year safely. While facilities considerations were a major area of focus this summer, equal attention was also paid to our instructional model, with attention to all components of our phased-in hybrid model of learning. Power standards were studied and curriculum maps adjusted to accommodate any learning loss that may have occurred during school closure. Plans were made to ensure that all of our students on IEPs and 504 plans have full access to their accommodations and supports. Significant care and planning was invested in professional development to ensure the success of the remote and hybrid aspects of the learning model, with educator workshop sessions led both by outside presenters as well as HPS staff with expertise in technology-infused instruction. During the 10-day Teach From Anywhere model, Professional Development Academy that commenced on August 31st, teachers attended sessions including Google Classroom, Zoom, Google Meet, assistive technology, Pear Deck, Seesaw, Flipgrid, Edpuzzle, Edulastic, and GoFormative, just to name a few of the things that they've been studying. These tools, in the hands of our talented teachers, will expand our collective repertoire for engaging students whether they are on-site or off-site. Most importantly, our teachers have had valuable curriculum time to work in grade level and subject-specific teams to co-plan engaging lessons and ensure clear articulation of our curriculum across the district. In addition to our formal professional development offerings, we know that our creative and dedicated educators voluntarily spent much of their own time this summer to further enhance their skill in the digital environment. We are confident that these efforts will translate into a robust remote and hybrid learning environment for all students. Along with the preparations for the academic program, staff are also prepared to implement a tiered system of social emotional supports to ensure the growth and well-being of the whole child. All of these preparations will allow us to begin the school year well prepared for the first days of school, which we will begin off-site for the majority of our students, as we've discussed earlier. The initial remote period, which extends for 8 days from September 16th to September 25th, was purposefully designed to set us up for a seamless transition to a fully remote environment should the COVID data necessitate that at any point during the year. During this time, students in high needs groups will be on site to ensure access to accommodations and supports, and this time will also allow us to bring in small groups of students for the purpose of orientation and other welcoming activities. After a successful remote launch, we then plan to proceed quickly to the hybrid phase of learning on September 28th, with cohorts A attending on-site on Monday and Tuesday, cohort B attending Thursday and Friday. Students in cohort AB will attend 4 to 5 days, depending on the level of need. Cohorts will participate in learning remotely on any day that they are not on-site. We do also anticipate that approximately 9% of HPS students who have elected to participate in a fully remote model. Throughout each phase, I will meet weekly with the COVID response team to evaluate the most current local health data and to seriously consider the need for phase changes. That team consists of myself, our 6 building principals, the HEA president, the school nurse representative, our school physician, and the director of the Hingham Board of Health. Our current health metrics allow us to have optimism, and if the COVID numbers remain low, it does set the stage to enable progression to an increased in-person instruction. We do plan to review our metrics formally at the October 19 school committee meeting, and we will discuss at that time any potential move to a phase 3. As you can see, our leadership team and members of the Recovery Response Advisory Committee have been working diligently to develop and reopen a plan that best meets the needs of all Hingham students. As we implement our reopening plan, we know that there will be details that may need to be adjusted in the coming days and weeks, but we are also confident that we will execute our reopening plan in the manner that will best support the safety, health, social, emotional, and academic needs of all of our students. On behalf of all of us in Hingham Public Schools, I thank you for your continued support and participation in the reopening process, and I wish you all a great school year. Thank you. Have a great day.